Hello, everyone. This is the Bookbusters podcast brought to you by
Mrs. Allen's
Class. We are a group of 23 students from who have been studying the Caldecott Awards. Today, we are sharing our top five picture books that we think might win this year's award and telling you what makes each book so special.
Hi, my name is Jalen, and we are reading Red and Lulu, and the illustrator's name is Matt Tavares.
Our group read Red and Lulu, which is a book by Matt Tavares. We think this book is eligible for Mock Caldecott. The book is about two birds who lived a happy life in a tree until some people cut down the tree and one of the birds named Lulu was stuck in the tree. Red, the other bird, was trying to find Lulu and goes all around New York City to get her. I think this book is a mood changer.
Hi, my name is Paige, and what makes the illustrations unique in this book is when it's a sad moment, the colors change to blue and gray, and when it's a happy moment, the colors are bright and colorful.
Hi, I'm Grace, and something I noticed that was cool is there's a kid that's counting the rings on the tree after they cut it down. The more rings there are on the tree, the older the tree is.
Hi, my name is Tim, and the book that we are reviewing is Life, and the author is Cynthia Ryland. The illustrator is Brendan Wenzel. The book's message is even though life isn't always easy, it will get better.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and the illustrations in this book, Life, are outstanding. The pictures kind of tell the story because how good they really are. The illustrator illustrated another book, and there was a cat in that book, and he put the cat in this book, and I thought that was really cool.
Hi, my name is Harley, and the illustrations go perfectly with the text, like how it says the elephant will grow and the elephant grows within the pictures. The illustrations show how the animals can be everywhere by growing off the page, and the author said life isn't always easy, and the illustrator showed me the bluebird was in the dark and in a dark storm and stormy place.
Hi, my name is Caden. In the book Life, the end papers are the best because it is dark. The cover details are the best because it is dark on the front and bright on the other.
Hello, my name is Andrew, and me and my group are going to share to you what book we think is going to be the winner of the Caldecott. We think it's going to be Claymates. Claymates is a book about these two balls of clay that have a fun time together. The illustrator is Lauren Eldridge, and the author is Dev Petty. The reason I think it's going to win is because the illustrator did not draw the pictures. She took the pictures on a camera.
Hi, my name is Jaden. What I like about Claymates is how two clay characters have really funny facial expressions. I like how the owl, the wolf, and the pufferfish. I give the book a 10 out of 10, and I definitely recommend it to other readers.
I noticed that the beginning of the book, the clay characters were clay and not their character. Then at the end, the clays were clay again because they ruined their characters that they were, and the extra clay in the back was not in the bowls. It was the clay was in a big bowl.
Hi, and I'm Shiloh, and I'm here to tell you about Claymates, and I think it's really funny when the Claymates change and turn into like octopuses, potatoes, pufferfish, hippos, wolves, and owls.
My name is Tyler, and the book's name is After the Fall. The illustrator that created the book is named Dan Santat.
This book is about Humpty Dumpty. Hi, my name is Peyton. What I like about the book After the Fall is that it gets dull when he's sad and bright when he's happy.
Hi, my name is Kaylee and I read After the Fall. I liked how the book had cool undies of Humpty Dumpty falling and of the binoculars and the baby blue and white background.
Hi, my name is Madeline and I am telling you about stuff that we noticed. Something that I noticed on page 23 and 22 is that they made it so that it looked like he is shaking when he's getting up on the wall, because at the beginning of the book he fell off the wall. We're watching this Monday. I hope you are too.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler. The book we have read is Blue Sky, White Stars, illustrated by Kadir Nelson. The author is Sarvinder Naberhaus.
Hi, my name is Malia, and I think the illustrations help the words in the book because if there were no illustrations, you wouldn't understand the words. For example, when it said sea waves and sea waves, you would never know they were talking about the waves of the ocean versus the waves of the flag if there were no illustrations.
What's up? My name is Nathan, and I think all the pictures in the book, it makes it just look real how the author paints. It's just amazing. You can see the light reflecting off of the clouds, and the book is about how we all fit together.
Hi everyone, my name is Ryan. Welcome to our podcast. The cool stuff that I thought and saw is that they did add really cool end papers, and they added a really cool thing that I noticed is that almost in every page there was red, white, and blue. And that is why I think this should be one of the books that should win.
All right, everyone. We will be watching the live broadcast of the Caldecott announcements on Monday, February 12th. We hope you will all be watching and celebrating with us as well.